So we're diving into Lil Pop today. They've really been shaking things up in the fashion world.
Yeah, it's exciting.
It is. I mean, think about it. High fashion, but with latex.
Yeah, not the usual combination, right?
Right. Totally unexpected. We're looking at a few things today, mainly excerpts from Lil Pop's own website. They're celebrating their 15th anniversary, which is amazing. And then we've got this really interesting article from Latex 24/7. I think they basically live and breathe latex fashion.
Yeah, they're pretty much the authority on all things
For
latex.
sure. But so Lil Pop, 15 years. What's really cool is they've been pushing to make latex mainstream that whole time.
Yeah, they had a really clear vision from the start. I mean, you think latex, and let's be real, it doesn't exactly scream everyday wear for most people, you know?
Not exactly the first thing that comes to mind.
Right. So for Lil Pop to take this material, which has often been kind of relegated to certain scenes,
Yeah.
and to try to bring that into the fashion world, into high fashion, no less, that's ambitious. And to do it for 15 years, that takes guts and a real belief in the material.
Yeah. I mean, they started in Berlin, which makes
Oh,
sense.
yeah. Berlin definitely has that kind of, what would you call it, that edge.
Totally. It's a city that embraces the different. The avant-garde.
Exactly. And you really see that in Lil Pop's designs. They're not afraid to experiment, to push boundaries. It's like they're saying, yeah, latex might have this history, but we're going to show you a different side of it. We're going to show you elegance. We're going to show you versatility.
It's funny because when you look at their website, and even in that Latex 24/7 article, they talk a lot about sustainability, which I don't think a lot of people would necessarily associate with latex. You know, you think maybe more about the production process, chemicals, that kind of thing. But Lil Pop emphasizes that their pieces are handcrafted and they're very conscious of their environmental impact.
Yeah, that's a really important part of their brand identity. They're all about slow fashion, which is basically the opposite of fast fashion.
Which, let's be honest, is a much needed counter movement at this point.
Absolutely. So with slow fashion, it's all about taking your time, focusing on quality over quantity, and really minimizing waste. And because every single Lil Pop piece is handmade, it fits perfectly into that ethos.
It's interesting because it's like that focus on craftsmanship, that meticulous attention to detail, it ends up being better for the environment in a way. It's like they've turned a potential negative into a positive.
Totally. And it shows in the final product. It's not just about being eco-conscious, it's also about the artistry, the skill that goes into each piece.
Right. It's like they've thought about every single step from the sourcing of materials to the actual construction of the garment.
Absolutely. And that dedication really shines through. They're not cutting corners, they're taking their time and making sure everything is done right.
Speaking of techniques, did you see that part in the article where they were talking about laser cutting latex? And then they mentioned something even crazier, knitting it with other fabrics, like knitting latex?
I know, right? It sounds kind of crazy, but it's actually genius. Like with the laser cutting, it lets them create these incredibly intricate designs and textures that you just couldn't achieve with traditional methods. And then when you start knitting the latex with other materials like cotton or silk, the possibilities are endless.
So it's not just about the look, it's about how the fabric drapes, how it feels, how it moves.
Exactly. And Lulapop even has this line called Latex Till Couture, which is all about this fusion of latex and textiles. They've really managed to create something completely new and different.
It's like they took this material that had all this like baggage and said, "Nope, we're doing something totally different."
Yeah, and it's not like they're a huge name in the fashion world yet, but people are definitely starting to take notice.
Oh, for sure. Even that Latex 24/7 article, they called Lil Pop a beacon of forward-thinking design.
It's true. They really are pushing the boundaries of what people expect from latex and from high fashion in general.
There's that quote, I think it was towards the end of the article, something like, "Lil Pop emerges as a beacon of forward-thinking design, proving that with the right vision, even the most unconventional materials can be transformed into objects of beauty and sophistication."
Oh, yeah, I remember that line. It sums them up perfectly.
I mean, how often do you see latex described as beauty and sophistication? It just shows you the power of vision, of challenging the norm.
Absolutely. And it's not just about aesthetics either. Lil Pop is really challenging how we think about luxury as a whole.
It's like they're saying, luxury isn't just about using the same expensive materials everyone else uses. It's about innovation, sustainability, and yeah, craftsmanship too.
And doing it all in a way that challenges our perceptions and makes us reconsider what's possible.
Okay, so they've been around for 15 years. They're starting to make a real impact. What do you think's next for a brand like Lil Pop?
Honestly, I think they're just getting started.
You really think so?
Yeah. They're not afraid to experiment, to push their own boundaries. And with the way the fashion world is moving towards sustainability, I think Lollapop is incredibly well positioned.
It's true. They were kind of ahead of the curve on that whole movement.
Exactly. For a lot of brands, sustainability is a trend, something they're scrambling to catch up with. But for Lollapop, it's always been at their core.
Which is so smart because consumers are getting more and more conscious about where their clothes come from and how they're made.
For sure. And they're willing to pay a premium for brands that align with their values.
Absolutely. Speaking of which, didn't Lollapop have something special going on their website, something to do with their anniversary?
Yes. They're having a big anniversary celebration with like a special collection and a discount for a limited time, 15% off, I believe.
Oh, nice. To celebrate 15 years.
Exactly. It's a great way to experience the brand firsthand, especially if you've been curious about their pieces.
I love that. It's not just about looking back on how far they've come. It's about inviting more people to join them on this journey of like redefining what latex can be.
I think that's what makes them so special. It's not just about selling clothes, it's about starting a conversation and pushing the boundaries of what's possible in fashion.
100%. They've definitely made me rethink my own perceptions of latex. It makes you think about like what other materials are out there that we just haven't really explored fully yet. Like
Totally.
we have all these preconceived notions about what's luxurious, what's fashionable. What if we're totally missing out on something amazing just because we're stuck in our ways?
Right. And that's what Lollapop is so good at, challenging those assumptions, showing us that something unexpected, something unconventional, can actually be incredibly beautiful and sophisticated.
Exactly. I mean, who would have thought that latex could be so elegant, so refined, and the fact that they're doing it all in a way that's sustainable, that's ethically produced, I mean, that just makes it even more impressive.
For sure. They've really thought about every aspect of their brand, from the materials they use to the people who make their clothes.
It's really inspiring. Makes you want to be more conscious of your own choices, you know?
Totally.
So, as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of Lollapop, I think the biggest takeaway for me is that we shouldn't be afraid to question our assumptions about, well, anything really, but especially when it comes to fashion. You know, what we wear says a lot about us, and I think Lollapop is a great example of a brand that's using fashion to make a statement, to challenge the status quo, and to create something truly unique and beautiful.
Yeah, they're not just following trends, they're setting them.
Exactly. So the next time you're thinking about fashion, about the clothes you wear and the brands you support, ask yourself, are you open to the unexpected?
It could lead you to something truly extraordinary.
Couldn't agree more. And if you're curious to see what Lollapop is all about, we'll have a link to their website in the show notes. Don't forget to check out their anniversary collection too. It's a celebration of 15 years of pushing boundaries and, you know, redefining what's possible in the world of fashion. Until next time.